So most of us, if we've been in church, probably know most of that story. But there's always something new, I think, in the Bible. You know, even this week, we've been talking through the week and probably early last month, some of bereavement of somebody's death. And there's a group that meets and they just talk from their heart where they're at. So there's a passage in here when we look at it, just meant a little different to me when we were doing this study. The first few verses, it's a normal thing that seems to happen. A man named Lazarus dies. Today, someone dies. It's something that has happened since the time of Adam, and the reason it happens is because sin was brought into the world. It was never God's design originally in creation that sin would happen and there would be death. That's not his ultimate goal. When you see things in the Bible, there are things where God has a purpose for his creation, a purpose for things, but man kind of messes it up a little bit. And that's kind of what had happened. So he hears that his friend, and I like the way it's told. When the news comes, what does it say? Lazarus, the one you love, is sick. If you're a child, well, it doesn't matter if you're a child of God or not. Jesus loves what? The whole world. There's something, but I like that little statement. Lazarus, the one you love. And I thought, isn't that a good way to pray in our lives? Jesus, when something happens in my life, Jesus, here I am, the one you love. The one that you gave your life to cover my sins, that I might have a relationship with a holy God. Jesus, I'm the one you love. And maybe if we pray that way a little more, we understand a little more. I'm getting some feedback. Can you hear it? Okay. So there we know that Jesus has a relationship. It's special. And we proclaim that as we go. So that's the first thing. So the first few verses, it seems to be a normal thing of life. But how do you like Jesus' response? It says he did what? He stayed there 2 more days. Somebody calls you up and your family member is sick. What are you going to do? Run out there, get ready, make arrangements, and get there. And Jesus had a purpose to show, so he stayed 2 more days. By the time he gets there, 4 days have passed. The King James Version says right then, by the time somebody would come out of the tomb in 4 days, they stinketh. They didn't embalm folks, very rare if they did. Lazarus and his family seemed to be well off, but there's no embalming. They wrap him, they may put minerals and spices, but as he's in that tomb for 4 days, the process of decomposing body happens. Have you ever smelt a dead person's body? 3 to 4 days? It's not a pleasant smell. And one time I got a call on a weekend and somebody had a brother, the person called me and said, would you go check on my brother? I usually hear on him about Thursday. Every time he calls me on a weekend, I've been calling, no answer. In my mind, I go, well, you know, it's Saturday. I don't really want to go out and look at an apartment and check on anybody on a Saturday. But we know duty calls. And I took a golf cart and went down to his place. Lights were left on, water was running, that's not normal. Checked rooms, couldn't find anything. Later, in the back bedroom, he had been dead, lying on the ground, and he had been there for about 4 days. His body had already started to decompose, even though the place had his air conditioning down to 68. I'm glad that happened, but still was already decomposing. That smell registered in my mind for over a month. That's how it hits you. Not only that, but when we hear about someone passing, we have that part of us that, depending on how our relationship is, life changes, doesn't it? When my sister passed away a couple of years ago, it was unexpected, and I still have her picture on my fridge, so if I'm doing something, I turn around, Susan's there, then I think about her. And I know it hurts my parents because I don't believe any parent should lose a child. It's hard enough when you lose a spouse and you've had a great relationship. But how sad it is for a parent to lose a child while they're living. So we see there's emotion in it. We see there's real death. Because some could say, as they read the Bible, you've seen some where people automatically ended up, you know, they died and they were healed the same day or whatever. And others would say, oh, they weren't dead. They just, you know, had a little episode. Or they moved them when they were moving them from one place to the other and their heart came back. Well, this is going to prove to everyone Lazarus was dead. And the thing that it shows us is that the Lord Jesus Christ conquered everything there's to conquer and even death. He is the life and the resurrection. And that's the part that he wants to make sure Mary and Martha know. He said, despite this, he stayed that 2 extra days, but he told them. Jesus said to her, I am what? The resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will not die. Do you? He's asking the ladies, do you believe this? And a question for us today. Do you believe it? It's a good way to look at it and say, no matter what happens, trusting in Jesus, there is something after this life. There's others that will tell you, this is it. If it is, what a sad life in a way, isn't it? But to know that we have life in the Lord Jesus Christ should calm your spirit, should encourage you in your walk as you go through. They're going to see something. Now, when Jesus was there and he's going through the area, we know one of the famous verses, maybe when we had to learn something, we tried to cheat in Sunday school or something. It said, give us a verse. What's a verse? And the children would say, Jesus wept. One of the shortest verses. When I used to see this, I thought, well, there's the compassion of the Lord, maybe because of the love that he had for Mary and Martha and Lazarus, that's causing him to cry. Remember, he was all man and all God. But as I look closer and closer, you notice that in their part, it shows you that he was moved. Even in the German translation, it gives you the point that he was angry. They moved him that much. And the thing that hit was, if you've had someone you've lost, and you see the pain and the anguish of the funeral, the ones that loved him crying and mourning, and then all the people going with Mary, and at that time, usually you paid for a group of people to be mourners, to cry or play music, and they had money, so I'm sure they had quite a few. They didn't know what was going on, so they had followed. So Jesus is watching how they responded to Lazarus' death. And I think back, and I've done funerals, and I've seen some people that didn't seem to care or all were alone to do it. And yet I've seen others that they love the person so much, they're still dealing with it today. And maybe some of you are too, that you're dealing still with that sorrow of having someone close and someone you love and they passed. One, remember the resurrection. You will see them again. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, handicaps, whatever they couldn't do, all healed. Now, what age we'll be, I have no idea. But I do know we're not going to regret being in heaven. One day when you're just resting, read Revelation chapter 20, 21, a little bit maybe 22. You'll see the splendor of heaven, and you wouldn't want to go back. And then there's that day that we shall see them again. And what a day, joy that will bring us. But what Jesus was moved by was, and he got angry about, was that death had come across on creation and the impact that it can make on people. Perhaps you know some people that are still struggling and haven't got over a close death. And no matter what you say, they still are bearing that and they're still hurting today. So praise God for ministries that we have, like a bereavement thing, so you can express that with other people, and other people who have gone through that too can share and maybe uplift you. But the biggest uplifting you'll get is being in the Word of God and holding on to those promises. But Jesus was so moved to see how people reacted at the time of Lazarus' death. Had they given up? Had they had no hope? They certainly hadn't seen somebody on the earth come back to life like Lazarus after being in the tomb, they figured, 4 days. That's what kind of moved Jesus as he went. I am the resurrection and the life. The biggest thing that we see in Lazarus' death, we see that he did die. He was raised in newness of life. He was bound, so they knew he's dead. They got him all bound up. And he was liberated from the bondage of death, and he became a living witness again for Christ. If you read on, you find out that later on, the people that had seen this and heard this, instead of being of great joy, their plan is to still kill Jesus, and then it tells us they wanted to kill somebody else. Who did they want to kill? Lazarus. They wanted to get rid of the testimony that they had just witnessed and heard about. They wanted him to die again. The question to reflect: are you in a difficult trial today? Like Mary and Martha, do you feel like God is delaying in responding to your request or your need? Why is he doing that? It seems too long. And then can you trust in God for the delay, for the healing, for the answer to a prayer that's going on? Always remember the Lazarus story. Your situation may not be as worse as his, but we need to trust in God that he has a purpose in the trial. And he'll bring glory to himself. And it's not easy today to wait on God. It's not easy to think of what his timing has in store. We're used to answers now. We're used to, for God to work now. There may be a delay, but he's always true to his promises. And we have life in him. And he wants us to have it more abundantly. Trust in God more today as you remember the story. And remember, he knows the hurting heart. Not long ago, I talked to somebody who was studying some scripture, and they came across verses in Psalms. And it mentioned about catching the tears in a bottle. And I wondered, why was that in that psalm? And I said, well, the custom of the day was, if you lost somebody, lost a spouse, and you were hurting, and you shed a tear, the common thing was you captured the tear in the bottle, and you buried that little bottle with the individual. And it was a picture of God knowing you so well, knowing your heart, even if, you know, men aren't supposed to cry, if you remember those days, that he knows how you're hurting, and you bury that. That was how close he is to his creation. May you feel his touch today in whatever's happening. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in the story of Lazarus, we can see the impossible happen, life, and the newness of life, and free from bondage. We thank you for the story and his retestimony. But Lord, we thank you that we can be asked the same thing and know that you are the resurrection and the life, and that we shall live eternally with you. And thank you for being a caring Savior, one that knew exactly how we would feel in times of difficulty and even death. In Jesus' name, amen.